Hi and welcome back to another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast on this bank holiday weekend with my mate.
Bank holiday. I don't know why I'm getting so excited. Because my last few bank holidays haven't been like, not your one, yeah? You're known. You're the bank holiday man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're the bank holiday man. When a bank holiday comes around, yeah, I don't know what you're...
Madness, isn't it?
This guy makes the most out of it. You literally make the most out of a bank holiday.
And it's not even like madly scripted as well.
Yeah. It just happens to It just happens to fall on a bank holiday. Yeah. It's always something like, oh, I'm going to plan it in advance. Oh, it just falls into place. When was the Queen's Jubilee?
Last year.
Queen's Jubilee was last year, innit?
Yeah, June.
Yeah, that one. I know you had a good one that time, innit? Bro? Yeah, good one. What you want Kanye this year?
I say that like I
don't even go, bro. Last time I went was 2018, 5 years ago. Mm. And I didn't actually go there as like a motive. I was just working around there at the time. Mm. And I just went there after work. But yeah, no, I don't know. So I haven't been.
What about, have you heard about... Apparently the carnival in like Brazil's mad.
Brazil. You know how they get down there, innit?
Ronaldinho, Neymar too.
Yeah, man. But there's one in Leeds as well. There's one in Leeds. Carnival in Leeds.
How long has that been going on for?
I don't know. But the one in London, the one in London has been going on since what, 1966? I'm probably wrong.
Something like that. So yeah. It's an iconic one. It's like an annual event.
I think my uncle's stepdad, this might be complete bullshit, but my uncle's stepdad, I don't know if it's his stepdad, so my uncle, I think he's his stepdad or something like that, was one of the founders of Carnival.
Is it?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, like people founded it now. Yeah. Carney, you see people you ain't seen for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Happens. Like, them people that like they left, like, oh, they've since moved to like Peterborough or somewhere else in the country. Like, oh, yeah. No, I don't live in London no more. I've lived here. But obviously, I came back for Carney.
Do you know what? I believe it was actually going to, let's actually talk about it. Did you hear about them comments made this week on Carnival?
No.
By one of the, I think she's running for mayor. Let me pull up, actually.
Oh, Susan Hall.
Susan Hall.
Go on.
What do you think of them? What's she saying?
She said something about, like, black people dangerous in public.
pretty much along them lines, innit? Let me get the quotes up, bro. Jesus.
No, that's mad.
Intrusive thoughts, fam.
We'll
go and lay about intrusive thoughts and all that later into this podcast, fam. Susan Hall. Yeah.
That's bad, man.
You know what? We need to be more professional and have these. The memes. Have you seen that cat meme lately? That cat meme?
No.
Oh, my bro.
Oh, this. Oh. This lady. How old is she? Yeah, man. She said the madness.
I can't find it, bro. Paul, see if you can pull up for me that quicker. I want to know what she actually said, like, verbatim.
Not even Carnival, so LBC boss says Susan Hall should come and see what event does for people. Tweeting in 2020 that the Carnival...
Oh, yeah, convinced of innate...
Innate criminality?
What? Susan Hall, I didn't even know she actually said this. Innate criminality of black people. Do you know what that means, bro? She's saying it's in our nature.
She's saying it's in the DNA, basically.
She's saying, like, that's innate to us.
Yeah.
So we have innate ability to be criminals. And she's running for mayor.
Hold a second. You're right. The carnival has been held in Notting Hill since 1966.
Okay, I was right.
Yeah. So basically, she's saying, like, deep embedded in your culture, DNA, and biology.
Man says it comes natural to us.
Yeah, it's innate.
Innate, man says, like, it's natural how Messi's with the football. It's just innate. That's gotta be the most racist thing I've ever heard.
It's like a chromosome. You can't help it. Like,
man says, it's in your genes. It's in your genes to be a criminal. You were born for this. You were born to be a criminal. It's like what? You know what I say? You know, last week, I think it was on the recorded episode that we didn't release because of technical issues. Yeah.
We
were talking about nature and nurture and are people born evil or not?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was debating. And obviously, you was of the belief, and probably I am as well, that people are not born evil. She's saying to us, yeah, by force, we're criminals.
So she's trying to say.
She's saying this, yeah, this. You're innate to be a wrong'un.
So yeah, so basically she's saying that in public these people can't be trusted because it just comes out. They can't. It's like
you can't. You,
it's like you can't control. It's like
you can't control, can't control it. Like, you can't hope. Now, Susan Hall, I've never heard of you. Mm. Yeah, but fuck you. Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. Do you know what though? On LBC, because I remember my mom told me this guy rang up the LBC and said apparently some guy called in and said. Oh no, it's in their culture. In terms of like, the stabbings.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, like for example, like knife crime.
Yeah.
They say no, it's the black. It's in their culture to do it, though. So when they stab each other, it's in their culture, part of their culture. She obviously.
It's not in black people because I hear this. Who talks about sneaker talks about this on Twitter? Talk about black culture. Let's differentiate. You've got black culture, it's not black culture, it's urban, inner city, youth culture, yeah? Not to stab ends, but I'm saying I think people conflate cultures, people like, because you're black, I'm half black.
Yeah.
I'm black from the belly button down. remember when Conor McGregor said that?
Hey guys, just for this podcast, you know this vibe, you know what the vibe is. Please subscribe and like, man. We're busting. Like what we're doing, we're making light of a serious bad comment though. But please like and subscribe.
No, people, no. This is not black culture. It's not black people culture, man. This is urban youth inner city culture that's influenced by I don't know hip hop or drill or whatever. So let's differentiate the two. It's not black. You know, stop trying to put black people in a box.
Nah, man, but this is the problem, though. I told you, when one does it, they all do it. So, as far as they're concerned, if one does it, they all do it.
Yeah.
So that's why they always say.
Look, yeah, the stats are, yeah, the probably is, you know, statistically more black on black crime, innit?
But let's move, get more specific.
Yeah.
If you said.
But that's not due to culture.
No. Wait, hold on. Back to that statistic. You see, statistically, there's a stat. If there's a stat saying, though, there's more like. In London specifically, there's more stabbings that are done from black people to black people. That's a stat. Fair enough. Well, it's not good, but fair enough.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to say, and I don't know if that's 100% true, but if it is, fair enough. But what I'm saying is, because that is a thing that's come up, but I'm saying is, the way they talk is if, like, for example, oh, it's black people that do stabbings in the UK or the whole country.
Or like the black diaspora is just stabbings. There's high knife crime in, was it Glasgow?
Yeah. And these people are white, bro.
Yeah, you seen the like?
No, but they're white.
Yeah.
And I seen documentary, so they seen the ass. I'm not gonna put the ass on them, but they said they're stabbing. They said ain't snitch, blah blah blah. So all these kind of things, and no one's saying anything.
Yeah, and you come out of London. There's a lot of violence, like Liverpool now.
Yeah,
like you know, young girls are getting shot.
Exactly.
Know, white people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This is the thing, but no one talks about that, though.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm trying to say.
Doesn't fit the narrative.
When they do it, they're individuals. When black was there, they say black at it again.
Yeah.
That's not. I'm laughing, but it ain't funny, man.
Black at it again, bro.
Black at it again. It's like, basically they say, oh, no, can't be trusted. See, they slipped up. They relapse.
I'll keep it a buck, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's gonna sound mad, isn't it?
Oh my god, what are you gonna say, bro?
Bro, it's gonna sound mad, isn't it? But I've got a rule, innit? Shall I say the rule?
What?
I'm not trying to be in no vicinity, but there's more than 30 niggas and all that, bro. And the hear me out, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna break this down to you. Yeah, Chris Rock said this best. Chris Rock, the comedian. Yeah, there's a difference between black people and I don't like saying.
But you shouldn't say that though. I'll tell you why you shouldn't say that though.
What?
Because no one's saying that about some white people that are doing these crimes, though. They didn't mention these, and they, do you know what I mean? They just, no one says that.
100%.
No one says that. That's why we shouldn't even be categorizing the Agom.
100%, bro. 100%, bro. Yeah. No, but I know, like, because I actually screenshot this quote. It's perfect. It sounds crazy, yeah. I'm the worst for like trying to pull up quotes.
Well, so you don't know where to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels a bit awkward on the mic.
Yeah, yeah. Now keep
holding it. Yeah,
keep the people entertained.
Guys.
Keep the people entertained. Oh, here it is. You can't have anything. This is what Chris Rock said back in the day. Yeah, I think it was one of his stand-ups. You can't have anything valuable in your house. N-words will break in and take it all. Anything white people don't like about black people don't like about black people, which I agree with that. It's like our own personal civil war. On one side, there's black people. On the other side, you got N-words. The N-words have to go. I love black people, but I hate N-words. I'm tired of N-words. Tired.
That's Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah, Chris Rock said. Obviously, he put that in more in a comedic effect. Yeah. But I think the message does ring true in it. But like I said, you got wrongins in every race, yeah, whether it's white. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying because obviously we're part of the black community. Innit, you know? Do you know what I'm saying? So, and I'll just say one thing. But anywhere you go, yeah, there's always going to be someone to spoil it, yeah. Mm. Or there's going to be a certain section of people. When you go to people go to Glastonbury or go to other, people OD and stuff like that. And I don't know, for some reason our culture, like when we go to these events or functions, I don't know, someone might just end up getting stabbed or something. Yeah, it just happens. Yeah?
It just happens.
I don't know. It's not because we're innate. It's not because it's innate to us. I'm just saying, it just happens sometimes, not all the time. It just happens. I felt like I kind of proved the point a little bit.
What I was gonna say, bro, but the thing is, what is the black community? No one says white community.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What does that even
mean?
Do
you feel like you're part of the black community?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You know when they say, it's like when they say the LGBT community. Yeah. I'm thinking like, if you're gay, do you automatically become part of that community? Or do you need to is there like monthly meetings or something, or? Like, I don't know, like, Jedi Council, like, they all meet up at like one spot and just have like a massive orgy or something, like, I don't know. I'm mixed heritage, innit?
The black community, so I think what we do now, we use the language to simplify things,
yeah,
to say, oh, black community, as in black people,
yeah,
but then when you deep it though, what is a black community? Because black people comes in all different forms.
100%, yeah.
And what I mean by forms, I don't mean just different shades. I mean in terms of like different, like.
And that's what I hate when they say the black community black culture.
Black people, of course, many black people can be very, very different.
Yeah.
In terms of what they do and in their culture, it's not like this is one thing that black people are all on.
Yeah.
And I don't think people, and this is, so guys, joke aside, right? This is more serious stuff, so. I'm being ruled out. This is to take on board, right? There's not one thing that like black people just generally do.
And that's the misconception.
So like diverse across black people in itself.
Yeah. But we always get boxed into this one.
But it's always this like wider, this wider surface of people trying to put us into that, into like one box. Oh, we all do this. We all like this. We all like this. It's not true. Yeah. It's not true. Because even like Scottish culture is not the same as English culture generally. And they're white people.
Mm.
Like they have their different things. Like they, do you know that?
Yeah.
Like they have Scottish people that they have, like they do things like, I'm going to say one thing like,
they wear skirts.
They do. They have the instruments that they play, the magpies or something.
The bagpipes.
Why keep saying magpies? Bagpipes. Yeah. Mm. They do that. So the culture. So it's not a case of, because it's like, it's not a case of white culture, black culture, Asian culture. I think we say it too simplistic and we just use it too just frivolously. Do you know what I mean? It's like no. There's more to it than just that.
Yeah.
So like there might be people like from, I don't know, like Ethiopia that are different from people that are from Jamaica that are black. Do you know what I mean? And we have different like certain like, things. So it's not just all black this.
Yeah, because you got like the I would say the Caribbean community and the African or like the West African
community.
But even within
West African communities, there's differences as well.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of countries.
Yeah, yeah.
And the differences within like
there's more nuances and intricacies and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's like you said, people just lump it up all into one. That's why I hate the term black culture, fam, because West African household is going to be completely different to like a Caribbean
household.
No.
So there's some similarities.
There's some similarities.
I'm not going to pretend there's no similarity across in black people. Of course there is. But what I'm trying to say is not just everything we do is all the same, no matter what.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, or very, like there's lots of specifics within specifics within specifics across different like countries within a region. If that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just think it's wrong for, but she's saying that, and it shows you. Yeah.
Okay, so did you go last year?
Carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
What happened? So obviously it was COVID, so 2020 didn't happen.
Mm.
What about, did it get reinstated back in 2020? No, it didn't. It was last year, innit?
Yeah, it was last year.
I feel like there was something in 2020? I think it was some virtual thing or something.
I think there was.
But the proper one. Came back last year.
Last year was
what happened?
Good. Last year was
what
very
happened?
Good.
Did something happen last year?
Yeah, the carnival happened last year.
No, I'm saying, but like in terms of crime or something.
Well, they always report something, but like I don't. But it generally was a good vibe. Generally was a very good vibe. I had a good time.
Bro, you're trying to drag me this year, but I'm not trying to go with it.
Nah, man, you just can't. You're making like a special appearance tomorrow, but. Yeah, that's a thing. We're gonna have a good time, but and then we're gonna go somewhere else as well.
Not only carnival is still connected to crime. Statistics prove otherwise.
Use that hurt?
No, it's just a stat.
But then you know what? But you know why that's stupid though? You see a carnival, you see something like a carnival.
Yeah.
If there's like over apparently, even if it's like it's over like 2 million people, do you not think there's likelihood of something happening?
Yeah.
Forget crime, but even if someone has an accident or someone needs to go to hospital for something, someone got hurt, do you not think the more variables, the more likely something can happen, no matter what it is?
Yeah, just because of the sheer amount of people that's in that
space.
Forget
negative crime. Let's say someone like, I don't know, someone needs to go to A&E.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you not think that's possible?
Yeah,
with 2 million people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's, you know what I mean? You could always, come on, man.
Mm.
That's like, these buildings start making more sense about what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just, it's like it always goes back to the one that has to ruin it for everyone, because it's like if you're going there, to have a good time, fun time, whatever, cool. But if you're going there and you're like, do you know what, I'm gonna have to carry something.
Whoever's
for self defense.
I think you know what. If
they're the ones that ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, but yeah,
and obviously, that's a very, very, very small minority.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, when you got people like her that are coming out and saying these things, right, and that's being paced out to the mainstream public, you start to think that, if you're saying innate criminality, do people know what the word innate means? Mm. It's like an evolutionary biological trigger.
Something that comes very natural to you. Like I said, she was trying to say with innate, like how Messi is with the ball, fam, at football, just natural, just comes to us. That's.
What is it meant by innate? Existing in, belonging to, or determined by factors present in the individual from birth.
Predetermined.
Yeah, predetermined.
Yeah,
it's predetermined. It's kind of
see some white people, man. They get comfortable, man. Get too comfortable, like, bro. I'm not gonna break down the whole thing, but basically, I was out last night. Couple of old friends and all that, and was in the casino, chilling.
Mm.
I was the only one that wasn't drinking because not drinking at the moment. And then I go out the vicinity and I come back and I see my friends and socialize with these two other people. Two white guys having a good time, man's puffing away in the cigar, they're all drinking, all that good vibes. And then one of the guys, he gets kicked out, innit? It's nothing, he wasn't even being too leery or nothing. It was one of them where it was just like, these doormen, man, they just they get too assertive and all that, man, too vigilant, and it's just next thing you know, man's got like, he was some proper scrawny guy in it, so it's like, I feel like they kind of picked on him a bit, innit? So next thing you know, he's out, and his mate is like, do you know what, we'll find them later, innit? So like, we're just chilling there for like an hour, we'll finally leave, and I said to my boy, the one I came with, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go, because I'm obviously recording this Sunday morning, yeah? And he's like, oh no, come stay, we'll just go, we'll go to another casino, or whatever. I was like, cool. We turn onto, we're on Hippodrome, we're on Leicester Square, so we turn onto the strip, we see one his mate get into this this black
altercation.
It's not even an altercation.
Well, minor like, altercation.
Just minor's words.
I wasn't there.
With some black brother in it. And then obviously we intervene and all that, and all I hear is you effing nignog and all that. So I just turn, I'm like, whoa. I say to my boy, yo, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And then I say to my boy, I'm like, yo, like, I think this guy just called the other guy a nignog, like, I'm gone, innit? And he comes behind us, he's like, oh, I, sorry, man. I didn't mean it, man. But he was one of them, you know, it's like, I'm not gonna like react. I'm not trying to be on like some hard man shit. It's like, if I'd done something, bro, he would have been in serious trouble. Yeah,
you know, do you know what it is? You know what it is, bro.
But one of them, you know, you just look, you're just like, perfect.
Is that, yeah, but this is the thing. Why is the first thing that came to his mind? Yeah, exactly. Why not? Why just call him? Why don't you say?
Do you know what's so funny? Called him an effing, you know, prick and all
that. That's what I was gonna say, but then you thought,
and then he just proceeded to and it's like, the fact that you're so, and think about it, you was with us for the past like 2 hours chilling, like me, my friend, and my other friend, female friend, all black obviously, yeah?
Yeah.
The fact that you've chilling with us for like the past 2 hours, and you've had a couple drinks down you, and all of a sudden all the N word just slips out. You know?
Just slips out.
So.
That innate racism.
Yeah, man, I don't believe that.
No.
Yeah. I know you're joking. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, obviously, what they say when you drink, you know, the truth comes out.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, well, what I was trying to say is that, that's his true feelings, though.
Yeah.
This is how he is.
You know what, bro, man? You know what? He was actually a sound guy up until that point. Yeah. You just had to spoil it. And then, but it's like I said, it's the fact that it's like, I feel like some people, some type of racist white people, yeah, they feel like, Not him. No, you're right, mate. You wanted good ones.
Yeah.
No, it's just him. It's just him.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
It don't work like that.
Exactly.
What planet?
Like, I think in their head they think they're costume. They're not costume.
Yeah, like what planet do you live on, man? It don't work like that.
If you look at the word, it means it's to describe a certain group of people that look a certain way.
Yeah.
You can't cherry pick who is the
when you say that, bro, like it's a blanket thing. It's like it's everyone. So you're just calling that guy, oh, he's a effing, you know, see you next Tuesday. You would describe, he's like, why do you have to be a black, you know, a black see you next Tuesday? Why can't you be a cunt?
Innit?
You know? Trying hard to not swear on this podcast, but
I know.
Yeah.
Getting that practice in case
we're always when I first started my office job, yeah, I didn't realise how much I swore. There was like to me, like, Callum, you swear a lot. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to take it out of my own.
I see you're not someone that swears a lot, are you?
I can. Oh, I've taken a conscious effort to take it out.
You learn something every day.
No, I've
taken this guy very well, I didn't swear a lot.
No, I've in recent years I've taken a conscious effort to take it out of my vocabulary.
Guys.
Like,
what did I tell you?
Comment, what share, subscribe.
What did I tell you and you ignored me? Like and subscribe, please. Yeah. Like, if you subscribe, just like. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe and like. Thank you. Yeah. Continue. Love you guys.
Proper YouTuber.
I am not a YouTuber. Yeah. I'm just, these people need to support the thing properly. Yeah. Man. Don't come and see me on the street in Carnival tomorrow and tell me, oh, look, your podcast and you don't like and subscribe, man. Don't lie. Like, man.
Yeah. That was I saying yes.
I'd rather you just say that my hair's done nice. Go on. Go on, continue. No, man, people just lie too much.
I don't know, bro. You caught me off guard, man. Lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, swearing, yeah. I'm trying not to swear, it's hard.
Mm.
But it's innate to me, innit, swearing. Just flies off the tongue.
Do you know what though? You know when I was younger though, in my household though, I never hear my parents swear. They don't swear.
Mm. I used to love swearing. I thought, like, you know, when you're young, innit, you know you're not supposed to do it. I used to love it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I really, I'm not one of them. I'm not like a prude or something. I'm not something like, I don't swear around. I do not swear.
If I had kids, yeah, I would never swear. No, I would never.
I cannot stand that, people.
I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good.
I cannot stand people swear. You know, you get kids that like, they be seeing some monstrosities at like 3-4 years old, you know. Ah, you fucking cat, yeah. I'm like, how do you know that?
I wouldn't dare. I don't even understand what they're saying.
They even understand, but they just hear it, innit? They pick up.
They know. It's like they can. It's like they don't understand what it fully means, but yeah. They know it's a bad word.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about what the word you're saying. It's the tone that you can say that is, you can come across as that you know it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not because you understand what the word means, but because it's when people speak. That's why language is very interesting, because it's like, someone could call you something that you never heard of before, but the facial expressions they make, the tonality of it, and their body language towards you, you can tell it's not something that's not nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, that is why they can, that's why they're doing these things. But yeah, I don't, if I have kids, I'm not swearing for my kids. Mm. I generally don't like to swear anyway. I mean, I would say it here and there, but I'm not something that I will do. So I don't think that's right. Like, you got some kids like swearing, they don't even know their own, they don't spell their own name yet.
Facts. Do you want to touch on the what happened recently, or the box situation?
Fuck that bastard, man. I swore. See what I mean?
Nah, I just thought that's the end of it. Like, I don't know, man. That's yeah. You know,
we'll go into another day, mate. That guy's a disgrace. We'll go into another time. He ain't got a clue what day it is, mate.
Yeah, like toxic work culture, man.
Yeah, toxic work culture. Do you know what? Because I feel like we'll go into that and we'll probably another day, mate. But like, I was going to, but
oh man,
but just briefly before we switch onto anything, them wines, man. Bro, I swear, you know what? Last year I got grabbed on the ass, you know? I always get grabbed on the ass in these places.
Sexual assault, man.
No, but it's true, bro.
Have you done it? It's a different
this
vibe.
This is what I'm saying, man. Like,
have you done that, though? Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, in this day and age, can you... Because man were moving mad back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow. Like, have you heard of... not even can't. Have you heard of Freaknik?
The hell's that?
Freak! Oh my!
I've never heard of that.
It's not. You probably wouldn't. It's not. It's It was Oh, it's American. It was a thing, like a massive event in a hosted in Atlanta, Georgia, in America back in the day. It was big in the '90s. I think it got shot off something in the.
Because of the bomb slapping.
Everything, man. It was no holds barred, man. Like, anything goes.
Is it?
Anything goes.
So it got shut down for bad behavior.
I don't know if it got shut down for bad behavior, but basically I think Hulu, the American streaming service, they're making a documentary on it.
Is it?
But a lot of people have come out, like a lot of women come out saying, don't drop it, like, because they were hoeing it back in the day, innit?
They're
all married off now, got kids.
Oh.
So they're trying to stop the Freaknik documentary coming out. But a lot of.
But then these women, though, are they just like random average?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Unless they're known.
I know, but I think there was. I know celebrities attended. E40 was there back in the day, like 93. Too Short. I think Tupac was there as well.
Tupac's everywhere, bro.
Yeah, he was everywhere, bro. Might still be alive. yeah. No, it was wild. Crazy. Nothing has got nothing on Freaknik.
So what Freaknik? So it's like a club.
No, it's like a street. It's like a how do I explain it? It's like it's just an outdoor thing. Yeah, it's an outdoor social, just a street thing.
Right.
Where they just took over the streets of like Atlanta and all that.
So it was based in Atlanta.
I think it was Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like an annual event.
Yeah, annual event in the summer every year. I can't remember when the first, I think it was the 80s, 1983 or something.
Do you know how long it went on for? Like?
It went on throughout the 80s and 90s. Yeah. And I think it died off I can't remember when it died off. But it was at its peak in the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was one. It's one of them. I never heard of Freaknik until Hulu. The whole Hulu documentary was about to be released, and yeah, they're saying people are trying to stop it at the moment.
Brother, you know what? It's not the first time I heard that something trying to stop from Hulu from making.
What else?
I swear,
What Tyson?
That. Well, Mike Tyson. Yeah, Mike Tyson thing. And what else? There was another. I can't remember. Was there another thing? Was that it? But I swear, it was something to do with Hulu. It was something to stop it from getting released, or they want to just scrap the show being made, or whatever.
Yeah. Nah. Just yeah. YouTube it. Type in Freaknik on YouTube. Because
Hulu coming with them receipts.
Yeah. Who was that? I think TK Kirkland. I mean, I was watching a video. He's saying, I think he was in the. No, Dio Hughley saying he fancied some girl. Oh, he was funny, bro. He said he fancied some girl back in the day, yeah. Mm. And she was like, and he's met her at Freaknik. And I think she was in the back of a car or something. And she saw me. He's like, hey. And she was like, oh, hey. Like, like two nah, like taking the mad bro
he's taking the pick.
Mad honestly nah. if there was like Snapchat, Instagram, social back media,
TikTok
back then, bro, half the population would be in jail, fam. Like both man and woman, bro, not even just man, like both.
Nah, and then
because you see today, you know how like, you know, when you go on public transport, you see the whole like the sexual harassment advertisement.
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen
any of that like too recently, to be fair.
I saw something yesterday, someone posted something yesterday, and I'm just thinking like, in this day and age, can you still I don't know. I think you just need to move extra safe.
With the carnival thing though, when I went last year.
Nah, but no, yeah. But I'm saying if you go, yeah, does everyone know that it's on site or
no? When I went to carnival.
Yeah.
You don't know one's there. You know in football, yeah, where like the person tries to dive, yeah. Mm. And then the player, yeah, he's like this with his hands, shows the referee, he's like,
yeah.
Like that, yeah. I'm walking around like that. Yeah. And if you know, I feel my glutes being grabbed by a female from behind. But you know what I'm saying?
The only girls have squeezed my ass cheek, man.
Yeah.
I remember I was 17, I was like my cousin's 18, man. Old lady, like. So that's not that bad actually. I don't really go for older women. She's like popping. Well, she's not even like.
How's she?
I don't know. It's old, like 50s or something. Okay. She didn't just like pinch my cheek. She would like a whole pound of flesh on my ass in her palm, oh, bro, like proper like that, bro. And I was like, what? And she winked at me. Like, I was like,
do you know what?
I've done that to you.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. Do you know what that is though? Yeah. I feel like. See, the women around that age range, I think they're a bit more
they're just
accustomed to these things. So even if a guy did it to them, some of them, I've got a disclaimer there, I'll be honest. Some of them girls, the women that age, don't even mind that the guy doing that to them.
Mm.
And also, they would happily do it to another guy that they kind of rate.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that story, actually.
Yeah.
No, yeah. What happened there, yeah. Now, I'm not saying it's all right just to go around grabbing people's ass, but I'm just saying, I just feel like, some guys were able to do that to some girls and they've been fine. They didn't know it's fine. They only know it's fine because the girl kind of like was like.
And this is a perfect segue to the. Have you seen with the Spanish FA?
Oh yeah. Oh,
damn, he's getting suspended, isn't he?
Yeah. Apparently, this could. Apparently, he's grabbing his crotch as well. His balls.
What?
He was doing like some gesture as well to.
This was when they won the World Cup.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it. Yeah, I just see trending Twitter obviously when he was collecting their honors, the medals. Yeah, he just grabbed the babe, was like, mwah!
Yeah,
just kissed her, and then I didn't pat her backside, but her side, innit. And then but do you know what? Yeah, that's wild though. That's wild. At first I thought I was the manager, but no, it's not. It's he's head of the Spanish FA or something.
Yeah, he's in Spanish FA. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
And apparently he says that. Oh, he asked for consent, and then she said, "Yeah."
Nah. He also can. What you say? What can I keep? What on the spot?
Apparently, no, you should have said that. Oh yeah, I asked.
A cap.
Yeah, well, it was cap. What's his
them
cap?
Them man, yeah, them Mediterranean man.
Bro, you know,
yeah. Them, because like, so when I go see my family and on that my mum's side, yeah, they're like when I go there, they're like, you know what them like, bro? They're Italians and all that. They grab you by the face. When I see my cousin, my uncles, my aunties and all that, yeah, you go to the house, and like they just grab you by the face before you got time to think, and they kiss your cheeks, and it's like you ain't got time to react, innit? Yeah,
that point blank.
Yeah, point blank. Yeah,
point
man.
Blank assault. Well,
yeah. What? No, what he done was wrong. Obviously, he shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, that's inappropriate. It's unprofessional. But it's like I think we touched on this 2 years ago. About I feel like sometimes the intent is worse than the actual action.
Yeah, that controversial. That, do you know what? I'll be honest. Yeah, I actually agree with the logic. But it's controversial because people say, "What do you mean the sexual action?" Yes, it's in terms of where it stems from.
Yeah, like, where it stems from. So the action, where it originates from, yeah. The action, the kiss, obviously, is, you know, he was passion at the time, not in that type of way, but you know, so it's an endearing thing. Yeah, it's a kiss. Yeah, which is not the most harmful thing. It's not like he's went up to her and slapped her on the face or punched her. But it's the intent behind it. It's the fact that you think you can go up to someone and kiss them without consent. That's crazy. That's wild. Like I said, sometimes where the intent is worse than actual action.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, guys.
So he shouldn't have done that. So I'm not condoning that.
I hope guys that are watching, you understand what
yeah, I'm trying yeah. to say. If you can actually understand what I'm trying to say, yeah.
We're not saying that the action is necessarily fine. We're just saying that it's coming from the idea of in your head. Yeah, I could do, because also funny enough, you mentioned about the intent behind it. He could have also used that as an opportunity to do something that you know you shouldn't probably really be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because he's like, no, we're just celebrating, there's the World Cup. Yeah. And really, because imagine he could be thinking of doing that from time.
Yeah,
but he knew that he couldn't try to justify it in any context. Like, okay, it's my opportunity to do that. The mood's like, happy, it's fine, let me go and do my little madness. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That is an example of like the intent behind something.
Yeah.
Because we could have been trying to do that.
Because honestly, if you just see at first glance, there's no context, there's no news article. If you just see a video, it's like he kisses her, and it's like, oh yeah, cool, they won the World Cup, so everyone's happy. You know when there's a celebration or something, and everyone's sort of, you know, certain people start kissing, grabbing each other, and all that. It's like, yeah, the action itself is not the most heinous thing. It's the intent. It's the fact that you feel like you can go up to this person and kiss them without their consent. That's wild. So, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing controversial about that. What I just said.
No, it's controversial. It's controversial. I'll tell you why it's controversial. It's controversial because PRB gets perceived by people.
Yeah,
that's why I'm breaking it down.
But I'm saying I've tried to break it down the best way possible.
I know.
People can try and misconstrue it.
But you know how we got to reassure people.
I ain't going to reinsure shit, man. Okay. Yeah.
I will reassure the public what you mean and what I agree with what you mean.
No, what he done is wrong. And what's happening now to him? He should be suspended because, like I said, that's inappropriate behavior and it's unprofessional.
I like to explain myself.
Yeah, no, me too. Sometimes when I feel like it. Yeah. So it's unprofessional behavior and it's not appropriate. So yeah, what's going on right now? What's with him being suspended is the right course of action. But like I said, the act itself is not the. It's like, you know, you see them clips after a game. It's normally in these foreign countries as well where a team wins and they're outside. You know, it's like a big tournament event, like the Copa America or El Libertador or whatever it's called. And it's like you got the attractive female news report outside and someone comes up to her and they kiss on the cheek.
You see it all the time. Yeah.
Now, that's wrong because you shouldn't do that because you shouldn't. What goes through your head makes sure you can go up to this random person
and
touch them and kiss them.
But I'm saying the act, a kiss, is
it's not violence, is it?
No. You know? It's affection.
It's affection, yeah. It's a form of affection. That's what I was trying to say. It's a form of affection. Yeah, but the intent is worse. Yeah. The intent is worse than the action. But yeah, man. I feel like we broke it down and dissected it. And
guys, again, please like and subscribe. Was there anything else?
No, I think that's all, you know.
That's all, man. Okay.
That's all, man. We might get... Was this podcast quite controversial?
No, it's bank holiday. Yeah, guys, I hope you. You should not true. Am I good
now? I'll go out, but you do the outro.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, guys, yeah. Like, subscribe, share. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your bank holiday. Be out on Tuesday.